In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is the scripture reading which was just read. I would like to repeat verses 19 and 20. My little children, with whom I am again in travail until Christ be formed in you, I could wish to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. It's great to be here at the seminary, preparing for the holy ministry. And it's great to be a pastor and to preach the gospel. But the road is not easy, and the job is hard. On Tuesday, Professor Breel pointed us to James chapter 3 and indicated what an awesome responsibility it is to be a teacher in the church. Today's text underscores that responsibility. Paul is in the midst of a conflict, a heated conflict, as he addresses the Galatians, and the result is that there's a real struggle going on within him, too. Although the text is a little difficult, and there are many personal references, I believe that what it's doing is helping to temper our enthusiasm by pointing us to a painful ministry. And that's the theme. A painful ministry, first of proclaiming the gospel, second of defending the gospel, and finally of loving the faltering. At the beginning of our text, Paul looks back to when he first came to that area, proclaiming the gospel. And apparently, he had a lot of physical pain that went with that process. We read, "Brethren, I beseech you, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You did me no wrong. You know it was because of a bodily ailment that I preached the gospel to you at first. And though my condition was a trial to you, you did not scorn or despise me, but received me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. What has become of the satisfaction you felt? For I bear you witness that if possible, you would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me." The personal details are a little sketchy. One possible scenario is that Paul had come to the coastal plain of Pamphylia, where malaria was rampant, might have contracted it, perhaps having searing headaches as of a red-hot bar in the head. And in order to escape that area, went up north into the plateau where Pisidian Antioch was located. But the trail to get there was a very torturous one. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why John Mark left. At any rate, he was in no shape to do what he came to do. And yet apparently, with whatever his infirmity was, feeling terrible, perhaps feeling useless, he proclaimed the gospel to the people there, and sure enough, the Holy Spirit took control. Many people were brought to faith in Christ, and they accepted him. They even were willing to treat him with respect for his physical infirmity. Nevertheless, in a physical way, it was a painful ministry for Paul. You could mention many other examples of his ministry where he had pain of body and soul and spirit. Do you think that we would be able to escape a painful ministry in terms of proclaiming the gospel? About 2 weeks ago, I was up in Detroit visiting our urban summer vicars there and their supervisors, who are relatively recent graduates of this institution. And one of them has been canvassing, one of the summer vicars, hundreds of homes in a changing neighborhood, door to door, talk to the people. And he said, even though any given call is not so bad, getting up day after day and going to do that is rather taxing, somewhat painful. And at the point when I visited, not one person had come to a church as a result of those hundreds of contacts. Nevertheless, the gospel is very much alive in that area. People are believing in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's also difficult and sometimes painful to prepare for the ministry. I'm sure that's a surprise to you. Even more than the summer heat, which affects theological and non-theological students alike, getting through summer Greek may not be easy for you. Actually, it's rather important to proclaiming the gospel and to making it through the seminary. And perhaps you hadn't bargained for that kind of difficulty. And the other courses, too, in the summer compressed schedule may really kind of bounce you around a bit. But it's a painful ministry of proclaiming the gospel. Paul was sustained by that gospel. He said, "I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And that very same good news can make proclaiming the gospel joyful as well as painful. Yes, it can be a painful ministry proclaiming the gospel, but also defending the gospel. That gets to the heart of Galatians. Our text goes on, "Have I then become your enemy by telling you the truth? They make much of you, but for no good purpose. They want to shut you out that you may make much of them. For a good purpose, it's always good to be made much of, and not only when I'm present with you." The church is very much stirred up at this time. The Apostolic Council has just happened or is in process. There's been a favorable decision on the Gentile question. No, you don't have to go through all the Jewish rituals and ceremonies to be accepted within the church. But the controversy goes on. Judaizers come to these people in their infant faith and say, "Paul wasn't quite authoritative, and furthermore, his message was basically all right, but you need to know more." And they were swallowing that. They were feeling flattered. You know the story. And now Paul finds himself in the painful position of defending the gospel, telling the truth. He knew that to take anything away would cause problems. I have a friend who preached a memorable sermon title once on Galatians, "Jesus plus equals minus Jesus." If you add to Jesus, you are bound to take away from the gospel. And Paul knew that. But by telling the truth, he was chastised, he was ridiculed, he was not popular. They could accept his physical infirmities, but not this. Nevertheless, he prevailed, relying on the same gospel. Ours is a task also of defending the gospel, and it has to begin here, where sometimes we are straightened out, profs and students alike, where we try to get basics of the good news, of the teachings of our church, of Holy Scriptures in its entirety. That's hard work too, but for a purpose. Because everything is worth holding on to the gospel and not adding to it or taking away from it. We will be challenged from the left and the right. A liberal approach might try to minimize the person and work of Christ or to deny the Scriptures. From the right, we might see creeping legalism coming in and making new rules. It's worth contending for the truth, but it may be painful to us in personal terms. Please keep in mind, we're not talking about quarreling or looking for trouble or being a martyr, but simply proclaiming the gospel and defending it when that is necessary. It's a painful ministry sometimes, a ministry of proclaiming the gospel and defending the gospel, but perhaps hardest of all, it is a painful ministry of loving the faltering. That's really the heart of this particular section. "My little children," Paul writes, "with whom I am again in travail until Christ be formed in you. I could wish to be present with you now and to change my tone, for I am perplexed about you." Paul's problem was that he loved them so much. He had been there and, so to speak, went through the pains of childbirth as the Holy Spirit brought them to faith. He had a great stake in their lives, and he cared about them deeply. And now that things are going not so well and they're faltering, heading in the wrong direction, he wants so much for them to be straightened out with the gospel. And it hurts. He calls them my little children. John uses the term, but only Paul uses it here. My little children, I'm going through childbirth again for you. I want you to be strong in the gospel. He's not bitter or vindictive. He's not lording it over them. But he cares about them. He loves them. And that's what we're called to do too. As we are proclaiming and defending the gospel, to love deeply those around us. And that's why Galatians 6 is no idle statement. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. It needs to happen here as we are brought together in unity and in the parish. I can think of three painful experiences, and I didn't try to think of them all, in the parish for me. One was a man who with his family came to the church and joined it. They hadn't been going any place for years. And the gospel took root in their hearts. They were brought so close as a family. I was rather close to the man, too. And then he went and got involved with another woman, stubbornly moved away from the home, refused to repent, divorce ensued. And despite all of my ministry efforts and others, at least to my knowledge, to this point has not come back. And there's a lot of pain there. And then I think about a man named Dan, who also joined our church at a time of great need and was very active and regular, and then began to have gnawing doubts about his faith and about the church. He went back to his scientific background, which was kind of infiltrating him, and he was fading away. More pain. I think he still belongs, and I hope he's coming around, but I don't know. And the third is a woman who, with her husband, were very active members in our church. She had been confirmed at the time of their marriage many years ago, and she decided to join again the Jehovah's Witnesses, where she had belonged as a child. And all the ministry extended of the gospel did not seem to crack through. And the loving process continued with her being outside our church. Yes, it's a painful ministry to love the faltering. But Paul had faltered, and on the Damascus road was unconditionally accepted by a heavenly Father and by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so through that gospel, he was able to love the faltering, though it was painful. There you have it. It can be a painful ministry of proclaiming the gospel when we don't feel like it, of defending the gospel when it costs us something, and of loving the faltering when it may tear us up inside. But I direct you again to the gospel, which consists of pain endured by one in spirit, in body, who went to the cross to make a perfect sacrifice. And for that reason, it's great to be here preparing for the holy ministry. It's great to be a pastor and proclaim the gospel. What a privilege. Amen.